He cleans up people's messes, and that's what he's doing or trying to do here. He's cleaning up or trying to clean up the mess that Michael Jackson got himself into. He's been successful over the past. He's not going to walk on this one.
Pelicano's final evidence was another tape of a phone conversation he'd had with Chandler's lawyer in which he offered Chandler a deal.
I'm willing to give him $350,000 to develop a project.
Out of your pocket, huh?
No, out of Michael's pocket. Out of Michael's pocket, $350,000.
The Jackson camp claimed that this conversation with their private detective, Anthony Pelicano, was clear evidence of extortion. But the other side say it was a normal business conversation like thousands of others which take place every day in a city like Los Angeles. The fact is that in this highly charged situation, every scrap of evidence is being seized upon and exploited by both sides. Don Crutchfield, private eye to the stars, is another to have doubts about Pelicano. He knows the scene. He's worked for the biggest names in Hollywood.
There's certainly an indication that Pelicano had offered more money than the $350,000, which leads me to believe that there's just as strong evidence for a bribe as there is extortion. He says himself that he's the best electronic expert in the world, if he is. I'd like to know where the tape is that tells us about the extortion, because he had to make that tape.
In the Jackson story, it's hard to separate fact, allegation, and rumor. The latest claims come from a former manager of Neverland, now living in the Philippines. A year ago, he was a fervent supporter of Michael Jackson. Now he's adding to the allegations against him. The picture is more than ever confused because all the key witnesses to what really happened in the Michael Jackson story are asking for vast sums of money to spill the beans. For instance, we were interested in interviewing Jackson's sister, LaToya. So I phoned her European agent. Soon it came down to a matter of money.
The only sticking point seemed to be the fee.
As David called the remuneration.
Absolutely.
Well, she's a very popular girl, though.
Yeah, I know.
What is the ballpark figure you're talking about?
Well, you know, I'd like you to come back with an offer.
Right. I mean, David mentioned you were saying 20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with to be serious on this, Dennis, is you know, that we don't pay, you know, for interviews. We're a current affairs program, as you know. Looking at this in a kind of serious fashion. You know, we would be willing perhaps to make a small donation to the charity of LaToya's choice or something like that. Well, I know how these pop stars love their charities.
You didn't need the bribe for it as well. Now listen, she's actually quite serious about this job, but she does need a few spondoolies, you know, whether Irish ones or green ones or black ones or brown ones, but she likes a bit of money, so.
Later, LaToya's husband, Jack Gordon, confirmed that nothing less than £20,000 would do. What might her story have been?
When LaToya was being shopped around to talk to people, we heard that she was going to sit down and tell us, for a lot of money, that Michael Jackson had been doing this for a long, long time, and when he got caught, he'd sit down and write out million-dollar checks.
I stand by him 1,000%.
So far in the interviews she has given, LaToya is giving, at least in part, her support.
Do you think it's odd at all that your brother, who's 35 years old, sleeps in the same bed with 11-year-olds?
Well, Katie, I have to put it this way. When I was at home, Michael had lots of friends, and lots of little boys would spend the night at the house, and they would stay in his room.
You think that's odd?
Well, it's, like I said, that's what would happen when I lived at home.